USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is remembering Rush Limbaugh after learning the conservative radio host passed away today.
But he was a fantastic man, a fantastic talent, and people, whether they loved him or not, they respected him. They really did.
The former president speaking there on Fox News, the 70-year-old Limbaugh died after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer. The White House says FEMA is working closely with states that have been impacted by severe weather.
FEMA has supplied generators to Texas and is preparing to move diesel into the state to ensure the continued availability of backup power to key critical infrastructure, including communications, hospitals, and water.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki also telling reporters that FEMA is supplying water and blankets to parts of Texas. Diesel also being moved into the state for backup power for hospitals and other essential facilities. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Retail spending rose in January by 5.3%, the first increase in 4 months, driven by recent virus-related stimulus payments. Texas's food supply is in trouble.
The ice hasn't even begun to melt, but the damage is done, according to Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. He says not only have record cold temps done damage to crops, but the power outages in Texas are wreaking havoc on farmers and ranchers that have to waste product, like milk, with dairy operations forced to dump millions of dollars worth of milk every day because the plants that process the milk don't have any power, and stores without electricity couldn't support it anyway. Sid Miller has issued a red alert, asking Governor Greg Abbott to designate ag producers and processors as critical infrastructure that must be provided gas and electricity to continue operations, which should be prioritized, like hospitals and first responders, to provide critical food for Texans experiencing life-threatening conditions. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With less than a year before the 2022 Olympics, there's a bill on Capitol Hill wanting the United States to boycott the Games.
The 2022 Winter Olympic Games are set to begin in 1 year in Beijing, as calls are increasing for the Games to be moved out of China. Florida Representative Mike Waltz has introduced a resolution calling on the United States to boycott the Games if they aren't moved, saying the U.S. cannot in good conscience participate in an event hosted by a brutal dictatorship. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo agrees. He tells Fox News that China's behavior shows they don't deserve to host an Olympic Games.
The Chinese Communist Party is engaged in an effort to eliminate an entire class of people, the Uyghur Muslims. This is genocide. This is what we know from the 1930s. You talked about the Olympics in Berlin in 1936. We ought not afford the Chinese Communist Party this propaganda victory. And I appreciate these athletes want to compete. They want nothing to do with politics. They just want to be out there doing their best on the world stage. And I have great empathy for them. That's why the International Olympic Committee has a responsibility. There's still almost a year. We can have these games someplace else. I'm sure we can find a nation that would love to host it, a nation that would really uphold the Olympic ideals.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Spring training starts today across Major League Baseball. Pitchers and catchers are reporting to their complexes in both Arizona and Florida. Position players are expected to arrive early next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.